General Mills, makers of Kix, invite you to beat the band. If you can. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it's Ted Weems and his famous men presented to you by General Mills, makers of that famous ready-to-eat corn cereal, Kix. K-I-X. Kix. Kix, of course, is the new cereal that comes in tiny, round, golden bubbles. The delicious, crisp new cereal that's quite different from any other you've ever had in all your life. And the show that Kix presents is radio's new novel and fascinating musical game, Beat the Band, featuring Ted Weems and his music, Country Washburn, Terry Como, Red Engel, Parker Gibbs, and Elmo Tanner, who joined with Gary Moore to bring you this opportunity to win cold, hard cash when you beat the band. And here is the representative of the people, Gary Moore.
Thanks, Mort Pearson, and hello there, everyone. We're ready to beat the band if we can, and I think we can. Now, you listeners have sent in the musical questions. The band will try to answer them. Cash money for you if we use your question, $10. Double money if you beat the band, $20, and a case of Kix. But first, music.
And that's coming right up, Gary. Ted Weems and the boys have a tuneful bit they'd like to dedicate to the last chance of a question. It's Goody Goodbye. How do you beat the band?
All right, nothing simple than that, Fort. To beat the band, just send in a question which must be answered with the title of a musical number. You get $10 in cash if we use your question.
And the boys in the band must give the answer, right?
That's right. Whoever misses one, though, and whoever answers one must also play a portion of it on his own particular instrument.
Oh, I get it. A two-way threat. Well, how do we pick the man to answer?
Well, now, I'll ask the question. Ted Weems picks on the first man who raises his hand.
Then, if you want to try to beat the band, just write a musical question and send it to Beat the Band, General Mills, Minneapolis.
That's right.
Sounds easy, all right, Gary. Well, how does it work?
Well, like this. Now, here is a typical question. The boys in Frankie Master's orchestra like to warm up their instruments between numbers. Now, what tune was written from this noodling, as the boys call it? Now, fellas, let's see your hands go up. Who knows it, huh? Yeah, here we are. Red Engel's got it right here. All right, Red?
Scatterbrain.
Scatterbrain, that's right, Red.
And now if he plays it, what happens, Jerry?
Well, he gets 10 points. If he can play it, can you play it on your horn?
Well, that's a different matter.
Good enough. All right, now you see, he played it, so he gets 10 points, and he's a step closer to the $100 prize that goes to the man in the band answering the most questions correctly during the month.
But what if the man fails to answer?
Uh-huh. Well, then the person who sent in that question beats the band. $10 is paid for each question used. Double money, or $20, plus a case of Kix, is paid for the question which is able to beat the band.
Then toss those questions, Gary, and may the best side win.
I say, pardon me, Gary.
Why, look here, it's Country Washburn, a little old bass fiddle player from Texas. What's up, Country?
Money.
Uh-oh. That's the root of all evil, Country.
Ain't it, though? It's got us gambling. We want to run a kitty on the side.
Kitty? Well, how'd you do that?
That's easy. We have Orm Downs' old bass drum handy here, and when one of the boys misses a question, he just drops a half a dollar on the drum.
I see. Then the fella in the band who has the highest score at the end of the program takes the kitty, right?
That's right. Reckless, ain't it?
It is, too. Look. But there's one addition to that, Country. If the whole band misses a question, everybody feeds the kitty.
No.
Oh, yeah. And, folks, listen for that boom of the old bass drum. It's a sure sign that somebody has beat the band. Are you ready, fellas? Well, now, here we go. And, friends, this portion of the program, incidentally, is absolutely unrehearsed. The men in the band have no idea of the question. Now, get set, because here comes question number one. And we have a question that will call on your recollections of those happy days when you trudged right merrily to school. You'd like fun, you did. John Retchick of St. Hedvig School of Niles, Illinois, says, what would you do if you wanted to get in real solid with your teacher?
All right, let's see some hands, fellas. Oh, there are five or six of them. That must be an easy one, Gary. Suppose we give it to Perry Como.
Perry Como? All right. He can sing it for us. He doesn't have any instrument that he can play on. Now, Perry, incidentally, you went to school, didn't you?
I think I did.
Did you? Did you graduate? Huh?
What do you mean, graduate?
Well, did you get out? I don't know. You never know. I knew one fellow there. They threw him out of class, threw him out of high school for shaving in class, so you never know. Now, look, here's the thing. What would you do if you wanted to get in real solid with your teacher?
An apple for the teacher?
Apple for the teacher, that's right. Good enough. Now, can you sing it?
Uh-huh.
Different question here. I think maybe we beat the band here this time.
An apple for the teacher. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
All right. Right on. Give Perry Como 10 points up there on that old scoreboard. And now, friends, here we come to question number two. You guys better get ready for this, because Mrs. B.J. Schutz of Blackstone Avenue, Chicago, really must belong to a bridge club. Listen to this question. A group of girls are gathered at a friend's house talking about the other girls they know. Now, one of the girls must leave earlier than the rest, and the others can hardly wait till she shuts the door behind her. What song should she sing as she leaves? Now, the people in the audience are getting it there. You guys ought to get it out here. You can hear him whispering, huh? You want the question
repeat
again?
Repeat it, Gary.
All right. Here it is. A group of girls are gathered at a friend's house talking about the other girls they know. Well, one of the girls has to leave earlier than the rest, and the others can hardly wait until she shuts the door behind her. Now, what song should she sing as she leaves?
Here's several hands this time now. Now that the others did the question, suppose we ask Rex Kelly over here.
Rex Kelly, all right.
He's got his guitar ready, too.
All right, Rex, now, incidentally, you play bridge? Are you married?
No.
You're not married, then you wouldn't know about women, would you?
Well, I know a little bit. Yeah.
All right, Rex, well, now, here's the thing. Now, if this girl had to leave the party early, and the other girls could hardly wait till she shuts the door behind her, what song should she sing as she leaves?
Please don't talk about me when I'm gone.
That's perfectly right. Now, can you play it on your little git box there? I guess he gets that. Give Rex Kelly 10 up on the board. I was a little tired, I must say. Just a little tired. All right, well, here comes our next question. It's a question sent to you fellas by Joyce Ann Ritter of Matthews, Indiana. And I'll bet a dollar Joyce Ann works in an office and commutes from a suburb. Listen to this one. It's 5 o'clock in the evening, quitting time. Girls and men in offices all over the city grab hats and coats and rush for the 5:15. Now, why? What song title tells you what they're going to do?
Come on, fellas. You make me very proud. Not one hand up.
All right, you want to repeat the question? Here it is. It's 5 o'clock in the evening, quitting time. Girls and men in offices all over the city grab their hats and coats and rush for the 5:15. Why? What song title tells you what they're going to do?
There are a couple of hands halfway up with a half dollar in them.
How about it? Yeah, with a half a dollar in them. You're not getting it all. How about it?
All right. That's Pete Beelman with the trombone. Ask him, Gary.
Pete Beelman, all right. Incidentally, of course, you never worked much in the daytime, so you don't know what happens at 5:15. You're just getting up. I know that.
I know what happens at 5:15 in the morning.
Well, it's nice that you do know.
Well, this is strictly a guess, Gary. I think it's going home, Would that be the title?
Oh, Pete, that's a shame, really. I mean, even if we're on opposite sides, I'm sorry, because the title is Hurry Home.
Well, I'm close. I got the last part. Do I get five for that anyway?
No, no, you don't. You don't get a thing, but I'll tell you what you can do. Now, look, if you can play Hurry Home, I'll give you 5 points on the scoreboard, and you won't have to feed the kitty, huh?
I can't even play it.
You can't even play it? All right, then feed the kitty. 50 cents in the kitty, and by George, it looks like... Well, let's hear the kitty. All right. And Joyce Ann Ritter of Matthews, Indiana, beats the band. She receives a case of kicks and double the money, or $20. All right, now, incidentally, can anyone in the band play Hurry Home so as we'll know how it goes? Anybody at all? Won't you hurry home? I just had to sing it myself there, huh? Oh, Marvel Maxwell, you can sing.
I think I know how it goes.
That's right, just so the audience would know. Thanks a million, Marvel Maxwell. Now, our next question, friends.
Say, Gary, I'm sorry. It's time to break it up. The first round's over.
Uh-oh, have you? Well, have you got a score for this round, Fort?
Coming right up, Gary. But in the meantime, how about the music, Ted?
Any particular style, Fort?
Well, if I ask you to name one of the top flight favorites, what would your answer be?
Well, I'd say Careless.
Now, if you played that, I'd say you were absolutely right.
All right, here's Careless with Perry Como to sing it for us.
Careless, now that you've got me loving you, you're careless, careless in everything. You break appointments and think you are smart. If you're not careful, you break my heart. Careless, now that my bridges all are burned, you're careless, careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless, as you seem to be? Or do you just care less for me? My bridges all are burned. You're careless, careless in things where I'm concerned. Are you just careless as you seem to be? Or do you just care less for me?
Well done, Ted, and thank you kindly, Perry Como. In just a few seconds, we'll give you the scores of the first round. But before we do that, hold everything. Now look, for a long time, you and your family have in all probability been waiting and waiting for someone to produce a new ready-to-eat corn cereal that would stay deliciously crisper in milk or cream than ordinary flat flake cereal. Really and truly crisper, I mean. Am I right? Well, my friends, I'm happy to be able to present to you at this time a grand new corn cereal that stays so downright crisp in milk or cream, it should please even the fussiest cereal eater alive. It's called Kix. That's right, Kix. K-I-X, Kix. And it comes not in the usual flat flakes or shreds, but in tiny round golden bubbles. That's the part of the secret, you see. These little round bubbles don't soak up the milk or cream the way ordinary flake cereals do. In fact, they're made to stay crisp. And that's not all. In addition to this extra crispness, Kix has an enticing popcorn-like flavor that's simply swell. Will you try it? No fooling. When it comes to taste and real honest-to-goodness crispness, I think you'll all agree that Kix is definitely top. And now, here are the scores after the first round. We've used a total of 3 questions.
The bandsmen have answered correctly two of them, and no less than one question has been able to beat the band to win double money or $20 for the folks who sent them in. And now for round two. Gary, will you proceed with the question?
I'll proceed with the greatest of pleasure and the toughest of questions. I think we'll beat the band thoroughly this round, fellas. Now, here we go. Do you remember the story of Punchinello? Well, Miss Vera Fickett of Springfield, Illinois, sends a question on the more recent version of the story. She asks, what tune has the same title as the motion picture which starred the great Lon Chaney and started Loretta Young on her way also? What tune has the same title as the motion picture which starred the great Lon Chaney and started Loretta Young on her way also?
All right, boys, let's see some hands. Get this second session started off. Here's our pianist, Jack O'Brien.
Jack O'Brien, all right. Jack, here we're coming right over to you, son. Now, first of all, you told me you went to the movies.
Yeah,
now,
repeat that, please.
What tune has the same title as the motion picture which starred the great Lon Chaney and started Loretta Young on her way also? And it's, remember the story of Punchinello.
Laugh, Con, laugh.
That's right, all right. Can you play it? Huh? For Jack O'Brien. Laugh, clown, laugh with a slight giggle in your left hand there, if I heard it right. Say what you better do. Give Jack O'Brien 10 points up there on the scoreboard so he'll get his credit toward the jackpot at the end of the program. Well, now, friends, here comes another question. And, guys, get ready for it. It's a question you can answer if you know the lay of the land. Beatrice Adgate of Grand Rapids, Michigan, asked the song title of the popular tune which refers to comical convolutions of an otherwise level stretch of terra firma. Uh-huh. Would you care to have me knock that down? Here it comes again. Give us the song title, the popular tune, which refers to comical convolutions of an otherwise level stretch of terra firma. Did these fellows of yours all graduate from reform school? Mr. Ween?
I don't see any knowing looks, Gary.
I don't even see any looks.
Oh, here's one. There's Red Ingles, surrounded by his saxophones and fiddle.
All right, Red.
Funny Old Hills.
That's right. Good enough. The man who knows more than two syllables. Now, can you play the Funny Old Hills? Looks like you saved the whole band from having to feed the kitty. That time you fellas ought to take him out and buy him a sandwich or something. Now, here comes another question. A question that lets you dance to someone else's music for a change. Mrs. J. Smith of West 53rd Place, Chicago, asks, if your dancing partner giggled, stepped on your feet, flirted with the other men, and in general was the worst partner you ever danced with, what would you do? Mm-hmm. And don't say slugger, because that's not the right answer. Here it is, if you're dancing...
There are several hands. Seems to be some collusion over here.
Several hands. Perry Como always puts his up, and as soon as you look at him, he gets scared and takes it down again.
I think he knows this one. Suppose we ask him.
All right, Perry, now here's the question. If your dancing partner giggled, stepped on your feet, flirted with the other men, and in general was the worst partner you ever danced with, what would you do?
I think I'd change partners.
Oh, Perry, doggone, you got it right. I thought you were going to get a miss on that. All right, can you sing it?
Very good.
Look, this silence isn't very... All right. Perry Como gets 10 more points up there on the big scoreboard.
And, Gary, here comes the bad news again. Time. The second round's over.
Oh, say, that's tough. I had a question coming up, and I'm positive it would beat the band with its hand tied behind its back. Well, all right, Port, let's add up the bill, huh?
Right, Gary, right. Dad, how do the men feel? Tired, perhaps, huh?
Oh, not yet, Port.
Not too tired to play a tune, anyway.
No, and it's Monster of the Whale with Marvel Maxwell and Red Ingle.
Thank you.
make the jellyfish shake and make the sharks grow pale. It's the undersea public enemy called Monstro the Whale. Weak fish cry and halibut sigh if he just flips his tail. For they're out of breath and they're scared to death of Monstro the Whale. Where all his crimes laid end to end, they would stretch from Maine to Barcelona. For he's the whale, swallow the whale, swallow the whale, swallow Jonah. Look out for him whenever you swim and forward all your mail. Better have it come to the tummy tum tum of Monstro the Whale.
Off the island of Bermuda, Monstro ate a barracuda. Indigestion laid him low, he's off the seafood, yes sir. Now he thinks there's nothing finer than a great big ocean liner. He just takes them as they come and he washes them down with the barrel of rum.
Oh, where the barrel of rum?
Oh, 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 oh my, many brave hearts are asleep. Oh, 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 oh my, the poor sailors widows do weep. Were all his crimes laid end to end, they would stretch from the main to Barcelona.
Oh, he's the whale that swallowed the whale, that swallowed the whale, that swallowed Jonah.
Look out for him whenever you swim and forward all your mail.
Better have it come to the tummy tum tum of Monstro the Whale.
And now score number two. The results of round number two. Out of three questions used in this round, the band has been able to answer correctly three, and you've beaten the band on exactly none. The score at this point now shows a total of five questions answered correctly, and a total of one has been able to beat the band. Among the boys, we find that so far, Perry Como is leading the list in correctly answered questions. As to the kitty on the old bass drum, well, the less said about that, the better. But now back to Gary Moore and round number three.
All right, and what questions we have now? Tough? Why, gosh, it's all I can do to answer them myself. And I have the answers written down here. Now, here is number one. Think of the fairy tale of the lovely Cinderella for the answer to this one. Chester Pollock of North Luna Avenue, Chicago, sends this one. At the stroke of 12, Cinderella left the arms of her Prince Charming to hurry home. What recently popular song is titled with the plea that he made?
Uh-huh. Oh, that seems to be easy, Gary, at least for two of them. Here's Elmo Tanner. He hasn't answered one. Let's let him in.
All right. Well, now, Elmo, incidentally, have you read Cinderella recently?
Not recently, no.
I see. You don't just go home and curl up with a good copy of Jack and the Beanstalk or things like that.
Not quite.
Well, now, here's the question. At the stroke of 12, Cinderella left the arms of her Prince Charming to hurry home. What recently popular song is titled with the plea he made?
Stay in my arms, Cinderella.
By George, you're right. That's right. Well, can you whistle it? Give Elmo Tanner 10 points up there on the old scoreboard. Now, here comes another question. This one will hit you below the Mason-Dixon line. Mrs. William J. Murphy of Wilmette, Illinois, says, a certain sweet young lady came out of Carolina and was immortalized in a popular song. Now, this song is a favorite with dance bands, Elks Club quartets, and fraternity fracases. Now, the name of the song is what? Came out of Carolina.
Oh, look at the hands going up. Let's ask Orm Downs that
Orm
question.
Orm Downs? All right, fine. We'll
surrounded
give you
by timpani.
Get trying. Back here. Orm, you should know this. What part of the country are you from, incidentally?
Maryland.
You're from Maryland?
That's right.
Fine enough. That's a little bit down south below the Mason-Dixon line. Well, here's the question again. A certain sweet young lady came out of Carolina and was immortalized in a popular song. What's the name of the song?
The name of the song is Dinah.
Name of the song is Dinah. Right enough. Can you play it? Huh?
Pretty tough.
Let's hear it. Now, wait a minute. Look, that isn't...
Well, that's the way my part goes.
That's the way your part goes. Well, all right, then. We'll let you get away with it. Can you sing? Just
one. Dinah. Da-da-da-da-da.
Just one note if you knew the melody. All right, that takes care of that. Now, here we go with another and our third question. Incidentally, did you see that old Orm gets his 10 points up there on the scoreboard, please? Here we go. There, question number three. The modern and scientific instruments combines with a melody from the famous opera Samson and Delilah to give us a question. Mrs. Fred Dupel of Peoria, Illinois, asks this one. You answer the telephone when it rings, and you hear your very best one and only girlfriend speak. What melody describes best your cardiac reaction?
Ah, look at the hands going up. Cardiac reaction. Here's Art Winter with his trumpet.
I didn't even know that they could pronounce it, let alone guess it. All right, Art, let me come over here and ask you the question again. Incidentally, this is about, are you married?
Yeah.
Well, then we'll say it's your wife. We'll change it to your wife. I don't want to get you in trouble. Here, you answer the telephone and it rings, and you hear your wife, your one and only dear wife, speak. What melody describes best your cardiac reaction?
My heart at thy sweet voice.
Now, how do you like that? That's right. Yeah. Yeah. You know. All right, can you play it? Huh? Now, here we go with another question.
Time, Gary. Huh? Time. It's all over, but the second guessing now. Round three is history, and the score existing at the moment is the final score.
Well, how does it look, Ford?
Pretty interesting, but I can't say further till we take a total. It's time for the final count, Ted. One last question, if you don't mind.
Not at all, Fort. What is it?
Can we have music?
Oh, we'll never get an easier question. Let's take it, boys. It's Hap, Hap, Happy Day.
Question I'll bet you can't answer for $10 or $20 or even $40. Give me the name of one other breakfast food besides Kix that is specially packed to keep your cereal fresh and crisp even after you've opened up the outside package. You can't answer that because there isn't another cereal so packed. Kix is the only cereal that has a new crisp assured package. And boy, what a sensational package it is. Inside, you'll find three separate tightly sealed cartons. Isn't that a simply swell idea? And now hold everything for pleasant surprise number two. Inside these cartons, instead of a flat flake or shred cereal, you'll find, believe it or not, a ready-to-eat corn cereal blown into tiny, round, golden bubbles. Crisp popcorn-like bubbles that stay deliciously crisp in milk or cream. Tasty bubbles with a marvelous new flavor that can be described by only one word, swell. And last but not least, nourishing bubbles with four food values added. Vitamins B and D, and calcium and phosphorus. Try this new cereal yourself, will you? Kix. K-I-X. Kix.
Well, here we are. Now, what is it, good news or bad?
Well, that depends upon how you look at it. I'd say it was the best bad news or the worst good news you've ever heard. One question beat the band. Only one of you folkses get double money or $20 and a case of Kix for your question to beat the band. We used a total of $9 or $90, resulting in a grand total of $100 paid for questions. Now, the man in the band, who's high scorer for tonight and at present in line for the $100 grand prize to be given at the end of the month, is our good friend and foeman, Perry Como.
Fort, you've forgotten the kitty.
Oh, sure enough, the kitty was almost scratched. In the kitty on the old bass drum is 50 cents. Pick it up, Perry, it's yours.
Well, Fort, I have a word for my fellow feudists, the folks who sent in those fine beat the band questions. Thanks a million, and try again, won't you? And you folks who haven't tried as yet, send in your musical question. I know that you'll beat the best.
It's worth it, folks. Cash money if we use your question. Double money, $20, plus a case of Kix, if your question can beat the band. Send your musical questions to Beat the Band, in care of General Mills, Minneapolis, Minnesota. We reserve the right to rewrite or reword the questions which we use. This is Fort Pearson speaking for Ted Weems, the boys in the band, Gary Moore, and General Mills, makers of Kix. Bidding you good luck and goodbye until next Sunday. Hope you try Kix real soon. because I'm positive you're going to like this new ready-to-eat corn cereal. The tiny, crisp, golden kicks bubbles really are swell. And, of course, we all hope you make that try to beat the band. Beat the Band came to you from our Chicago studios, and this is the National Broadcasting Company.